Okay, I'm trying to make sure I got the camera right. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, nah, it looks brighter now. I think I had it like, because I got this light over here. I think I was blocking it. That's why it looks a bit dark. But anyway, I wanted to go on to part two of 35 and up. So there's going to be a little bit of maybe a little repetition just for the fact that one, I'm drinking beer, and two, it's just the nature of the topic. And I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into that. So going back to like to what I usually always say about you know, a woman's typical life cycle, women are used to being born into being treated better. You see, like they're used to being born into treated, you know, just a little bit softer, a little bit better. You can't yell at a woman. You have to always give the woman the seat. You have to open a door for the woman. You have to give her extra things. You see, they're used to being treated like this. So when they end up, it's okay. And this is just the beginning of their lives. This is like from like birth to let's say 10 or 11. They're used to getting that on top of when they go home, you know, daddy, she's daddy's girl and daddy buys her and protects her and blah, blah, blah. Or she's a single parent. You know, mommy's, you know, you're going to be mommy, right? So then the next step after that is the woman goes off, and then like sooner or later, there's going to be some guy at school that likes her. So now the guy at school is going to like her, is going to give her special attention and blah, blah, blah. So women, women are constantly paid attention to, like all throughout their years growing up. If they're not getting it at home from mommy and daddy, then it's when they go to school, some boy likes them. So, or if it's not at school, some boy likes them, then it's at the summer camp where boys like them. If it's not there and a boy didn't like them, then it's, you know, after school program, and a boy liked them there. There is always, and then on top of that, it's even getting compounded on top more with the supervisors there making sure the women get the door held open for them. They get a little bit extra. They're being treated a little better, a little nicer than the men. They're entitled to the nicer bathrooms. I don't know if you ever noticed that. Like when you go to like the bathrooms like in high school and stuff like that, the women's bathrooms are always cleaner. They always get the better stuff. Guys get like, you know, thrown around, you know, paint chipping off everything. They don't care about the little boys. So fast forward outside of high school, she's like really in her like in her prime as you know, being prime material to be wanted. So she's getting, so let's say like after 16, 17, 18 years old, she's used to be the turning heads of getting attention or being DM'd by guys as young as five, boys as young as 5 years old to men as old as 115. So she's like used to this huge, wide, like pretty much as long as a woman is just clean, physically healthy, and clean and physically healthy and can breathe, she is used to just immensely more attention and entitlement than any boy will ever get. And see, and this is why I go back onto other topics. A woman's brain simply cannot comprehend logic. It can't comprehend reality. Logic, they naturally don't understand logic, but they no matter how much they try to learn reality in terms of like how bad things can get, their brains do not, they cannot get it, because no matter how ugly and how messed up they are, there are some thirsty guys trying to have sex with her and take care of her. There will always be that. So like, and see, this is why feminism and gender rights are complete jokes for women, because they're so like, women are essentially, even the worst woman, let's just say the worst woman relative, I'm going to use it to like wages per year. The worst woman is born into life. She's born into roughly $20,000 a year. That's the worst woman. The worst woman is born into what a man has to go out there and do to get $20,000 a year. She's born into that automatically simply because of what's between her legs. You see what I'm saying? Simply because she has three holes to put a penis in. she's automatically entitled to it. Okay. So this is why I am firm and I stand strict. I've told buddies of mine, like their wives are feminists, and I sit there and tell like straight to their face, gender equality is a complete joke. Modern feminism is a complete joke because women are automatically, they're born into entitlement. You see, like we're men, like nobody cares about a man unless he's like a small cute boy, you know, he's a cute baby, something like that. Anything after that, nobody cares about a man. A man goes sleep outside for 3 months, nobody cares. Nobody's coming after him. You know, nobody's coming to help him, but they're coming up alone. So to keep the story going. So the woman where I left off, she's like, you know, 16, 19 years old. Now she's in prime territory for men all around the spectrum. The next thing that happens is she slowly starts to get a little older and a little older and a little older. And she's like, I see a woman's sexual prime is usually depending on, because I've seen girls who did not hit their sexual prime until 25. I'm thinking of one particularly. She was like a little chubby little thing. And right around 24, 25, she slimmed up and was like a beauty model. So like that, there are anomalies where some women don't hit their prime until, you know, mid to late 20s. But most women are going to hit their prime, like the height of their market value, usually around between the ages of 22 to 25. And then after that, pretty much after 25, they are on a slope. They are on a constant slope downwards, and there's nothing they can do about it as far as what they were used to before. Just walking into a room, simply being woman, and then getting this entitlement from, you know, from attention to being wanted to take it out on dates and, you know, all that stuff. It's a slow spiral down. Some of them it's an immediate spiral down. But if I say overwhelming average, I say for a halfway decent woman who has at least some workable knowledge in the world, she can probably slow it down to she drops about 5% every year, no matter what she does. No matter what she does, she's going to drop about 5% in value every year just because of the year that went by. And this brings us into the topic that what I named is 35 and up part two. With 30 women who are 35 and up. You see, so by the time, see, they've been losing after about 25, they've slowly been like the value at best, the value has slowly been chipping. It's been chipping away every year. It's chipping. And that's if she's like on top of it. That's if she's working out and she's got a great diet and she's keeping her personality up. Just the fact that she's aging, it's chipping away. You see, once the word gets out, oh yeah, she's 29. Like, oh, she's 29, I see. You know what I'm saying? Like it's slowly chipping, no matter what they do. This is the karma in it. This is the karma. This is because they were born into being wanted simply because they are, not because they had to become something on their own, but simply because they are. They were entitled to it. And the thing is, they don't see it because they were born into it. I don't care if it's like the woman who she claims she's a hard worker and this and that and third. Okay, yeah, but she was still a woman. She was still getting things because she was a woman. You see what I'm saying? So when they start hitting 30, see, the problem that I find with dating 30-year-old women is this. 30-year-old women usually are in one extreme. I say between 30 to 35, it's usually one extreme or the other. The first extreme is, in her mind, she thinks she's almost like a man, where just because she's aged and she's become and she's, you know, she's been around the block and she's learned a little bit and she managed to hold on to her looks somewhat. She thinks it makes her better. So she's going to expect so much more in life, like she's not settling for anything. You see what I'm saying? But pretty much, okay, like Emma Watson. This is what Emma Watson is. It's a perfect example of what Emma Watson is at 30. She thinks that because she's Emma Watson and, you know, she's had a successful career, that it puts, like, that she's like a man. Like, see, now a man at 30 with that career, yeah, he is the higher value male. But see, the woman, see, you're just aging. So you're slowly going, the woman's slowly going down. But see, she thinks that, oh, men and women are equal. And I'm not going to settle. And so she's going to keep going up. And that's the one extreme. And those women usually don't keep men around long. Once they hit 30, they can't keep a man around long. Because, see, that woman has not realized the reality yet. Because she's still trying to play the thought of being as man, you know, feeding off BS that, you know, modern feminism is teaching women. And it simply does not work that way. Feminism is really like, I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory I got with feminism, but like feminism, it just destroys women. It destroys them. But now the other extreme, I'd say around 30, 35 is they've been cheated on enough. They've been picked over enough. And they've been dogged out. They've been cheated on enough to the point where they've let it go. Okay. So pretty much all you as a man has to do is just have a job and, you know, speak coherently. And she'll probably marry you within a week. Now, that's a whole other topic with them getting married. Because with them getting married at these ages, see, this goes back to a previous video I talked about. Once a woman hits 30, she cannot love you. Okay. And the marriage is not because she loves you. Okay. That marriage is for her to show to other people that she could fix her past that she messed up. Okay. This woman at 30 plus, I'd say it really starts around 27 or 28, but I'm just going to be, you know, make it easier to say 30. 30 plus, that woman can never love you. Look, she can't. She just can't. And this is where, like, it's like the win-lose thing. Like, when they're 30 and above, they can't love you, okay? But as long as you keep them as, you know, distant girlfriends, they'll treat you a lot better because their value has dropped. Whereas, like, the younger girls, you know, 16 and 25, you're probably gonna have to jump through, you know, you will jump through more hoops and deal with more ridiculousness because she doesn't know how to verbalize what she wants to do and, you know, stuff like that. You're gonna deal with more hoops with them, but those women can grow to legitimately love you. Those women can grow to legitimately, you know, make their world revolve around you and be happy that it revolves around you. And this is what 30 and up, they can't do that, okay? They've been run through by so many cocks in a week. They cannot focus on one man that intensely. Because when they hit 35 and above, a lot of them hit this constant circle of, okay, let's say for Emma Watson, perfect example. Let's use Emma Watson as an example. Because I like Emma Watson, but she's really not looking good at this point. Okay, Emma Watson, women like that are in a position of, it's this sad circle that they end up in. It's, I deserve better. I deserve Prince Charming, right? I deserve this mythological man that doesn't exist. And he does everything I want the second I want it, blah, blah, blah. So what happens is she ends up finding this Prince Charming, right? Sometimes. Well, okay, Emma Watson will end up finding this Prince because the league she runs in and the money she has, she will find a guy like this. Now, the reality of it is she will actually sabotage the relationship. And I'll tell you why. She will sabotage the relationship because she knows her value has dropped and she's not good enough for this perfect man. And then she will think that this man can always do better than her and will do better than her. So she will cut it off because she doesn't want to be thrown away and treated like a second rate object to that perfect man. And then on the other side, she thinks she's still too good for those lesser men. So these women stay stuck right in this middle. You see, they say stuck right here because the perfect man over here, wait, he's perfect, he's perfect, he's perfect, but he'll throw me away because I'm older You know, he could go get something younger and better. But then the lesser guy, oh, well, I'm too good for you because, you know, I can go do better than you. So they can't. So what ends up happening is, I say around, like, and this is where I'm leading up to, at 35 and up, what ends up happening is, okay, with the average 35-year-old, I'm not going to use Nicole Scherzinger because Nicole Scherzinger is not the average 35-year-old. The average 35-year-old woman is usually going to be, by this point, a lot of them will have come off that high horse, okay? They've realized, okay, look, I'm 35. My sexual market value has just plummeted. And no matter how much I work out in the gym, no matter how much I put on, you can just look at me and tell I'm not a young spring chicken anymore, right? So these women have now learned that they have to do something to keep a man around. And every woman knows what that is. It's attract a man with food, sex, and attention. And they'll attract a man. And like I said before, these women will give you the best sex you ever had. These women will give you food. They will come to your job and drop off food to you. And then give you oral sex in a parking lot. They will, because see, they have to, because there's nothing else they can offer anybody, and they know it. So, and like I said in part one of this, never fall in love. Like, because see, the things that they do to attract men, this is exactly what can make a man fall in love with a woman when he really shouldn't. Like I said before, see, women do not care what damage they do, just as long as they can. See, a woman's primary goal in life is just to get attention. That's it. She doesn't care how she goes about getting it. She just wants attention. If she can get attention, then her life's complete. That is her whole biological. Okay, that is a sub area of her biological reasoning for doing pretty much anything she does. She needs attention. So she doesn't care that she's playing with your heartstrings or none of that. This is why I say, look, never, ever fall in love with a 35-year-old, 35 and up woman, because they have mastered their manipulation abilities. Okay. They mastered knowing what you like to see and what you like to do. They know, you see, like, and the reality of it is, see, when they're messing with you, see, the reality, once they hit 35 and up, every woman has a lineup. Every woman has a roster in her phone. And just go down and text. Every woman does, okay? So with the over 35, the reality with what happens is, see, they're doing that with at least three other guys. What they're doing with you, if you get with that 35-year-old, she's doing that with at minimum three other men. Because what she's trying to do is this. She is setting out possibilities to find that one guy who's going to approach her right and get hooked on her. Because I guarantee you this: if you were to go so far as to start a relationship with this woman, the fun will come to an end once you become official. And if you marry her, oh, it's definitely coming to an end soon. I guarantee you, you won't have that kind of sex anymore. Once you've married her, you won't have that kind of sex anymore with her. And yeah, it's going to slow down to a halt to where you'd be lucky to have sex with her one time a month. I promise you that. Because this is their tactic. I said, I got two 35-year-olds, I think 35-year-olds right now. Like, and I know what the game is. So I know how to work that. You see, I know how to wrangle with it. But if I was like 25, man, like, luckily I never did hook up with an older one. I don't think I did when I was like in my 20s. I don't remember doing it. I never did. I was lucky because like that is like a perfect scenario to get a man messed up and like it. That will tear some men up. It will tear some men up. But and then for women, it just keeps going down. Like, 35 and up, it's a slow spiral all the way down, 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 down. And then like anything, like, you know, they keep trying different men. They're gonna keep getting, you know, that one guy that's gonna come along and I love you. You know, it's gonna happen. But like I said, man, like if you wanna fall in love with a woman, I tell you, this is what you do. I don't care how old you are, it doesn't matter. My father is in his mid-60s now, and I tell him, leave those women over 30 alone. I swear to you, I don't advise my own father to deal with a woman over 30 that he wants to, like, stay around with. I mean, I get it. Like, y'all can't really talk about much, blah, blah, blah. But see, like, you two need to come together. Y'all need to find a common ground to find something to talk about. Like, go explore, like, a new hobby together that both of y'all can learn it. You see what I'm saying? Like, what? Women over 30, man, like, I cannot advise a 100-year-old man to try to marry a woman who's over 30. Because, like, those women cannot love you. They'll treat you well as long as you keep them at a distance and all that. They'll treat you like the best. But those women cannot love you. Now, those younger girls can love you. They will be ride or die type of women. Looking back at my relationships, yeah, and that's how it worked out. If they were under 25, those women were ride or die for whatever man they were interested in. Over 30, they're like, it's just not a big deal to them. And for a woman, that's a bad trait, because for a woman, like, that's all you really got. Like, sex, loyalty, that's all you got to offer. And once one of those falters, like, you just know the hope. For real. But yeah. So I hope I went a little deeper in that video. And yeah. So yeah, Merry Christmas. And I hope everything is good. I hope you have peace wherever you are. I hope things are, you know, I hope you have peace. I hope you have, you know, food and heat. If not, man, you'll make it out of it and you'll get back to where you want to be. Trust me on that.